Walden Pond Press and Harper Audio present Harriet Spies by Alana K. Arnold, performed by Taylor Meskimen. For Henry, also known as Professor Higglebottom, Sissies adores you, you wonderful kid. 1. A Visitor to Marble Island. If you're not a people person, you probably wouldn't like living at a bed and breakfast. Even if you really like beds and you really like breakfasts. Lucky for me, I am a people person, most of the time. I think people are interesting. They look all different sorts of ways, and they do their hair in all different sorts of styles, and they wear all different sorts of outfits, especially when they are on vacation, and pretty much everyone who comes to my Nanu's bric-a-brac B&B on Marble Island is on vacation. I'm not here on vacation, though. I'm here because my mom back home is pregnant and on bed rest, so she can't look after me, and my dad has to travel for work, so he can't look after me either. Usually, Nanu's job is to run the B&B, but this summer, her job is also to look after me, and my job is to help her with B&B stuff, and also to look after Matzo Ball, the world's best cat. I guess Nanu's basset hound, Moneypenny, doesn't have a job, unless it's hogging the sunny spot in the front window. She's getting a little better at sharing with Matzo Ball, though. Actually, I have lots of jobs. Besides helping Nanu with the B&B and taking care of Matzo Ball, I'm also cleaning out Nanu's storage shed, and I'm making gingerbread birdhouses with Mabel Marble, the neighbor who lives on the other side of the wall in the backyard. And sometimes I help Hans and Gretchen by tasting new ice cream flavors at their shop, though vanilla is still my favorite. My goal was to get the back shed all cleaned out before my dad came to visit me, but it had already been 2 weeks since he'd first brought me to the island, and he was arriving today, and with all my other jobs, the shed still hadn't been cleaned out. Maybe that was better, though. It meant that Dad would be able to help me. Dad likes to be helpful. After we washed the breakfast dishes, Nanu and I got ready to go pick up Dad from the ferry. I was so excited to see him that I kept doing my happy to see Dad dance, which I was making up as I went along. Basically, it involved lots of spins and dramatic arm movements and things like that.
"If you keep that up," said the captain, "poor Moneypenny won't ever settle in for her morning nap."
The captain, a visiting ornithologist to Marble Island, was Nanu's longest-standing guest at the bric-a-brac. An ornithologist, if you don't know, is a bird expert. And do you know what experts love more than almost anything else? Talking about the thing they're an expert on. Don't get the captain going about island loggerhead shrikes if you don't have at least half an hour to listen. In addition to being Nanu's longest-standing guest, the captain is also the tallest, and maybe the strongest. Everything about the captain is impressive. Now she was standing at the bottom of the stairs. She had on her birding vest with all the little pockets and her birding hat with its wide brim, and she wore her binoculars around her neck. She was patting all the pockets of her vest, like she was looking for something. "Moneypenny already had 2 naps this morning," I said, which wasn't technically true, but might have been. "She's all napped out." "Hmm," said the captain, and she looked like maybe she was going to say something else. But just then, Nanu came out of the kitchen carrying a big paper bag, the kind you get from the grocery store, and held it out.
"Here you go, Captain," Nanu said. "There was just enough olally berry jam left to make your sandwich."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?